Hello, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Mouse Chat, a 2012 Podcast Awards nominee in travel, and the only show that dares ask the question, what exactly does make the gray stuff so delicious? I'm Bob, and joining me is my co-host, as always, because she won't leave me alone. I've got Chris, Lisa, Steve, and Lauren are unfortunately back in the studio this week. They are laying down tracks for our first ever Mouse Chat podcast a cappella Christmas album. You should hear our version of Oh Holy Night, really something different. joining us as special guests, and if you're longtime listeners to the show, you may recognize them, my wife Donna, who was on a podcast about photography.
Hello.
So, and from Pixie Vacations, our sponsor, Leslie.
Hi.
So and speaking of Be Our Guest and the gray stuff, we are actually inside Be Our Guest restaurant. Inside the new Fantasyland, it is the first official day of previews, and we were lucky enough to snag a reservation, so we've just been seated. We are in the famed ballroom, so where Belle and Beast had their first dance, and we're just overlooking the menu while we wait and decide what to order. So I guess first question for the panel, first impressions of what you've seen so far.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. I mean, it's a beautiful building. It's basically designed to look like a huge ballroom. You've got balconies around like in a U-shape. And then there's a big wall in the back with huge floor-to-ceiling windows with the snowing effect in the back there. And huge chandeliers. It's gorgeous.
Just the designs look like... the walls are meant to look like marble. There's a lot of ornate carving, a lot of great woodwork. They really put a lot of time and detail into this.
I agree. Having looked at the artist's drawings for the last few months and waiting for this day, it looks exactly as it was described, but it's kind of amazing to be here. We watched Beast make his way through the ballroom a few minutes ago, and we're told that we're going to have an opportunity to visit with him after our meal.
Yeah, and wasn't that a surprise? I don't think any of us were expecting Beast to come walking through to have the opportunity to, after dinner, get our pictures taken with him. So that is really nice. Other considerations while we're waiting for our server to come back. Expectations? I mean, do you have any expectations? Because online, I think we've all seen reviews that sort of run a huge range of the spectrum,
right,
from, amazing, 9 thumbs up, spectacular, to worst food I've ever eaten in a theme park.
So I think of all of us, I am the most critical about food.
Yeah.
And already the menu is kind of like, some of the ingredients she mentioned are not really traditional, and I want to see what they do. I'm expecting it's not going to be great, but who knows?
Donna?
Well, and again, you've got something you have to appeal to a wide variety of people.
Right.
People are going to be bringing kids in, so you have to have stuff people are going to recognize as far as being,
right,
something
familiar.
Whether it's French or American or whatever. So I think that they're trying to kind of play a happy medium, but again, serving so many plates all at one time, it's going to be the challenge, is if it's going to be good or if it's going to be like just a commercial type of preparation.
Well, the one thing Disney has always done is in all their restaurants, they make everything very accessible so that you can take the pickiest eater or somebody with an allergy problem or whatever and bring them in and they're going to be okay. Having said that, I think it's hard because you have, your expectations are definitely higher here. But I will say, so far, exceeded my expectations on how it looks. So hopefully it will look good.
Thoughts? Anything to add? What are your expectations, Leslie?
Well, I'm still just trying to get over the fact that I'm in the Magic Kingdom and was just offered an alcoholic beverage. Yes, I am a traditionalist and was not entirely comfortable with this concept. So we'll see how it plays out. But overall, I'm just looking forward to what will hopefully be a very nice meal with friends.
And that's interesting you bring up the alcohol, because I know...
Why aren't we drinking?
Because...
We were going to have a beer or
Because I know why I'm not drinking, because you know what happens.
Oh, that's right. Okay, right. Bob will have some wine, and so will I.
Right. I know it's kind of... It's interesting. It's split. I mean, there are traditionalists who feel like alcohol doesn't belong in the Magic Kingdom. And then there's people who say, well, it's not like people are going to be parading around with flasks, so can it's okay.
Can I tell you something? About an hour before I met up with you and Donna, I passed somebody around lunchtime who reeked of alcohol. And I thought, did he bring it in, or is that from the beer that he had at lunch at Be Our Guest? Did they serve it at lunch?
Do they?
I don't know. We'll have to ask.
We will find out. And of course, if you're listening to this and you're wondering about all of the clanging dishes and the silverware and the voices in the background, that is not staged. That is the noise from the actual restaurant. These are not studio effects. We simply cannot afford those kind of effects. Not after paying my huge salary, at least.
Exactly.
You know, the only other question, I guess, while our server is about to come back, do you think when the folks from Be Our Guest podcast come here to dine that they get a discount? Because if they do, I say we tell them that's who we are.
Yeah. We ought to.
Right?
We have no proof or not.
Right. And we're the shot, right?
Right.
All right.
One thing is, as far as I'm looking at the wine and the beer list, and they're definitely keeping it French. And because of that, the beer is very expensive. There's four different brands, the cheapest being $6.25. So it's definitely all imported.
Okay. All right. Well, our server's back, so we will be back with you in just a couple of minutes. And we are back. We just ordered from our lovely server, Monique. Chris has run off, I think, to follow a cupcake cart that went passing through the ballroom. So who knows where she is or when she'll be back. But the show must go on. I just stopped in to look at the restrooms. And I have to say that the Beast has an excellent contractor. Those are some really, really nice bathrooms in there.
Really?
Yes, very, very nice. So whoever he's using, they do good work. So it looks like, I mean, from the menus, that the strip steak was the entree of choice. Seems like most of us decided on that.
Bunch of red meat eaters, apparently.
Yeah, so and the strip steak is served with an herb butter and a side of pommes frites and seasonal vegetables. So that sounds good, and at least one of us at the table got the French onion soup, so we'll see how that is. That's supposed to be a real winner, and we've already got some comments on our Facebook page telling us so. Some other things we've noticed while we're around, it snows outside through the windows, randomly.
Yeah, that's amazing. You need to check it out.
So very, very cool. And oh, you're back from, you followed the cupcake cart.
How I was did. You did. I took pictures of it.
Right.
And I went into the Rose Gallery, which is that little dining room over there. That's beautiful. It's funny, you know, this main room is huge and it's really ornate. The two smaller dining rooms, I think, are more interesting.
Okay.
So,
well, we will
have
to check that out just a little bit. So now we wait. And, you know, this first official day of the Fantasyland grand opening soft opening, I should say, and the word is definitely out. It's definitely crowded in the parks, despite the rather cold weather. I know they said it's about 62 degrees today, but it does not feel like it.
It's 57 right now.
Okay, it's very chilly here, so it's nice to be inside. So we will be back, I guess, when the food appears, and Chris and I ordered a bottle of wine, so we will see how that goes as well.
This should get infinitely more entertaining
as
the evening goes on.
Yes. By the time the entrees come out, it should be very entertaining, so stay tuned for that. We are back. They just delivered the beverages to the table, along with some fantastic fresh bread and some salted butter and a couple of entrees, or appetizers rather.
I have the potato leek soup, and it looks like everybody else got the onion soup.
Okay.
The potato leek is pretty good. It's a little garlicky and definitely a little bit oniony. If you like a more plain potato leek soup, don't get this. The onion soup has provolone and Gruyere on top of it. It looks pretty good. I haven't tried it. Leslie will have to tell
us. It's still too hot for me to be able to give it a fair taste yet. I'm going to try to save my taste buds.
Okay.
And let it cool for a minute.
All right. And the glasses are real glass, which is cool.
Yay.
I don't know if I was expecting like a mason jar or something. I don't know. Or plastic, I guess. So this is a nice touch. And they've just brought the wine glasses, so we're waiting on the wine.
You're totally violating my space.
So yeah, it's, and I'm totally violating Chris's space.
With the elbow.
Right. So yeah, so far so good. You know, just waiting. And like I said, the whole point of this episode, and I really hope it's recording, because if not, I'm going to be a very sad panda, is so that we can give you honest impressions. You know, is it worth it? Is this a place you want to eat at? Is it the new best thing to come to the Magic Kingdom? So these are questions that we hope to answer before the end of the evening.
Okay. All right,
so they just dropped off the wine. And Donna, Chris, and I are gonna partake in a little L'chaim, cheers. 40 years, first time in 40 years that there is alcohol in the Magic Kingdom. So, bottoms up.
What you drink that?
It's good.
I'd say admit it. Don't y'all feel just a little bit naughty?
I do.
Yeah,
Walt is rolling in his grave.
Right, this is, well, he would be if he hadn't been cremated. Too soon? Too soon, right? Too soon?
Yeah, just a little.
Yeah, okay. his ashes are rolling in their coffee can. Okay, now that was really rude. We may have to edit that.
Yeah.
So, Leslie, now that you've had a chance to get into the soup and you have your mouth full, what do you think?
Delicious.
Okay, excellent.
It's very nice. And this is a matter of personal preference. I love French onion soup. But sometimes it has a very strong sherry undertone, which I don't particularly, or vermouth, which I don't particularly care for. And this does not have that. So it's excellent.
How's the crouton at the bottom?
It's nice. It's pretty good and soggy at this point.
Yeah.
Of course, it's blazing hot. There's a thick
coat of cheese. Sometimes I found something like chewy.
That's very easy to break.
Oh, good.
Perfect.
So, okay, so the potato leek soup is winning rave reviews, as is the French onion soup. We're doing well. One appetizer in, and the wine is good, too.
And the bread is okay. And the butter is that yummy, super fat European-style butter.
Salt on it.
As it should
love
be.
That.
Okay. Yes, and there should be no other. That is the best kind of salt. Salted butter, absolutely. So great. And there goes the cupcake cart again, which is really appealing. So definitely want to save room for dessert, because that looks really, really good. I've now seen it pass by the stable 3 times, so I think they're doing it intentionally. We'll be back with the entrees come out. So stay tuned. The music just kicked up again, so we're going to let the announcement go. Beast is walking through again for new patrons that may have entered a little later.
He is really, really big.
Yeah, that is one big boy. Yeah, so if this whole podcasting deal doesn't work out, I think I know what I can do. So it's not, because somebody asked on our Facebook page, it's not character dining by any means. This is actually unexpected. What it is the Beast is available in his study, so after you eat, they will do one family photo. So if you have your family with you, they won't do individual photos, but you can all get a picture together with Beast in his study after your meal, which is very nice. As I said, totally unexpected. We had no indications that they were going to do that, so that is just a little something extra for people dining in the restaurant. Okay, so they just brought us our entrees, and we're getting into them as we speak and as we record. Chris, your initial impressions, because you made a comment to me right before I turned it on about your steak.
I thought my steak tasted good. It was a tiny bit overcooked. Maybe order it, like if you usually get a medium, maybe order a medium rare, I think, to be safe. It was tough. I mean, it's a really tough steak. It tastes very good, though. The French fries or the pommes frites, whatever, they're really good. They come with a truffle mayo. That's super good. And then they come with some green beans. I haven't tasted those yet.
Donna, how's your, well, you're taking a mouthful, so we'll get back to you. You haven't gotten into your steak, neither of us.
I have. And mine was cooked exactly to order.
Okay.
So I ordered medium well, which I know is a sacrilegious thing to do for most beef lovers. But there's still a trace of pink. Usually when I order medium well, I usually get it more towards well. So I'm happy.
My steak was ordered medium. It's maybe slightly tough. It is pink. It was tender, so that's not bad. I'm finding it a little bit dry, personally. So even with the herb butter, and it's warm, but I wouldn't say it's hot. Donna, you got the Cornish hen. What did you think of the hen?
It's kind of not really hot.
Okay, so the
potatoes are just, they're like potato wedges. There's really nothing to them.
Okay. But I mean, chicken. I mean, the hen is decent as far as the meat itself.
Yeah, it's decent. It's not dry. It's nothing to jump up and down about. It's not flavored with, you know, a lot of different things. I see there's herbs sticking out of it, but it's more of a garnish. I don't think it was cooked with the herbs inside because I really don't taste it. But it's okay.
I'm sad to say, though, that I think I've uncovered a trend that unfortunately most of us who have children have noticed, which is no matter what they offer on the children's menu, they always get the short end of the stick. My 8-year-old ordered the children's steak, and it's practically inedible. It's shoe leather.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
And as soon as our server comes back, it'll be returned to the kitchen. So, which is disappointing. I mean, we've rarely had good success with the children's menu around Disney World. The exception being the salmon. Usually when there's a fish option, the fish is nice.
Okay.
But my boys actually have a pretty wide palate, at least the older two do, and are quite adventurous eaters, and they're usually disappointed. So.
And I have to say, the seasonal vegetables are nothing impressive to me. The seasonal vegetables consist of green beans, I think these are roasted red peppers, and some onions, so fairly ordinary, nothing to write home to mom about, just something to garnish the side of the plate with. I'm going to put you on the spot, Martin, Leslie's husband, because my understanding is you are actually a chef, so feel free to I mean, anything that we haven't really touched upon, or your thoughts?
I've got the thyme-infused pork chop, which is really quite tasty and moist, well cooked. It's vegetables, like you said.
And I've actually heard good things about the pork chop, so.
Yeah, I certainly no complaints about it. I only had a slight taste of it so far. And there's this baked macaroni and cheese kind of side with it, which is unusual.
Macaroni gratin, they call it.
Okay.
The asparagus is a little woody. It's not great, and of course it's not in season now. So,
And as far as the wine, Chris and I and Donna, we're splitting a bottle of 2011, what was it, Riesling?
Yeah,
Riesling.
Riesling.
Riesling wine. Those are chocolates. Riesling wine. It's okay. For what the bottle costs, I'm a little disappointed.
It was $39 for a bottle, and it's very acidic.
Right.
You first took a drink of it, and it was okay, and then by the time you put the glass down, you were like, ugh.
Yeah,
it's got like a little bite to it.
I would agree. It's definitely got a kick on the back end to it that is not necessarily pleasant, so... We will see how the rest of this meal goes.
We want you to be happy.
Truffle mayonnaise.
Hold on.
Okay. There you go.
The truffle mayonnaise is pretty good, and the fries are good. You don't really get good fries in the Magic Kingdom anywhere, so these are an improvement. And I always love like a little dipping sauce that's not ketchup for my fries. So.
Right.
It's the belly pepper.
Yeah, I think the problem with the strip steak is I don't think it's a great cut of meat to begin with.
No.
You know, you're not eating at Yachtsman or a similar type of establishment where you're getting prime beef, you know, cut on the premises. So
you're supposed to cook it low and slow.
Right. And if I mean, low there's and slow, not a lot of fat in it. There's not a lot of fat in a strip steak, so you have to be really careful. You won't overcook it.
Right, and if low and slow is how you're supposed to cook it, and you've got a full restaurant, maybe low and slow is not what you do. Or, you know, you cut corners a little bit.
Well, that's the thing, you put it on with everything else, and then, like, by the time everything else is done...
I don't know how many practice sessions they've had, but it's always hard in a restaurant this size cooking this fast.
Yeah.
For the kitchen to churn out well-cooked things this fast for a big
and
size.
And that is
This is like, what, 200 covers?
At least. Yeah. I mean, the two side rooms are huge, too.
That is a very good point, Martin, if that didn't come through, because it is very noisy in here right now. He pointed out that, you know, they may not have had a lot of time to rev up and learn and adjust. And I don't think they've had that many practice sessions. And when you are dealing with huge rooms and a lot of guests, and there are, I believe, two rooms for dinner. I think they closed one of them off for that's only available for lunch. That is a big issue. So, you know, it's the first day. So keep that in mind. So keep that in mind with this review. And I suppose... take everything we say with that in mind. And it's a learning process, and in a month, 6 months, it could be a completely different experience, hopefully for the better.
So how they managed to get out food in that place amazes me. I would assume here they've managed to make the space available.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not an issue of accommodation. It may just be an issue of, wow, we have to learn the ropes. And even if you have a really good chef, you have assistant chefs that all have to learn, and servers that have to learn
repeatedly.
Yes, so that is a very good point, and something that we shouldn't forget.
And I know a lot of you that you were concerned about before is just with like with the Cinderella's was the Royal Table. It's an experience,
right? And that's the other thing. And I hate to see that, because I don't want that to be the excuse that, well, you're dining for the experience. You're paying for the experience of where you're eating, because that is all well and good. But at the end of the day, I'm not coming to a restaurant because I want to admire the ceiling, or
wanted to come here and admire the ceiling.
But yeah, okay, that's part of it. But
that'll get you in the door once,
right? Yeah.
Exactly. They want you to be. They want this to stay as popular as it is right now.
Cinderella's Royal Table, you've got character dining, so you can say, well, I'll keep coming back because my child or my children love the characters.
Right.
This isn't a character dining experience, at least not yet.
Yeah, it's a beast drive-by.
Right, and I mean, what they have going for them now is that they keep circling that dessert cart closer and closer. Honestly, I think the last time they played the Jaws theme. The beautiful, like you said, Leslie, very good point. The al fresco ceiling, the lovely murals, the lighting, everything gets you in the door once. What's going to bring you back is the quality of the service, which I think has been very good, and the food. And so the meal's not over.
I think overall, I would come back. I think the food was adequate. When you consider that you're eating in a theme park, the food is pretty extraordinary. It's just, it's not good, it's not great yet. It's just a good meal. And I think if you order carefully, you'll be okay. I do want to say that this big main dining room, it has the intimacy of a large, fancy cafeteria. Like, the smaller rooms are actually nicer because they're quieter, they have nicer furnishings, they're just more attractive. This does look like a very, very fancy cafeteria. It's humongous, and it kind of misses something.
And unlike lunch, where you can go in and sit wherever you want, you know, in any room, and they will bring you your food, here you don't get the choice for dinner as to where you want to sit. So if you're looking for a romantic meal, oh, I want to propose to my girlfriend, or oh, it's our 20th wedding anniversary, maybe you don't want to be in a main ballroom with 200 of your closest friends.
Yeah.
Now, maybe your server will recognize that and put you in one of the quieter rooms, but
if they can,
if there's space available. But if not, I think describing it as an intimate cafeteria is pretty accurate, because it's beautiful, but you've got clanging silverware, you've got people talking, you've got children crying,
people are dressed very casually. It's not like a big night, you know, where you're going to get dressed up and go out. I mean, people are wearing theme park stuff, you know. I think that it's never going to compete. As long as the food stays the way it is, it won't compete with the signature places at all.
No.
And that's another part of the picture is, I don't believe it's meant to.
No.
No.
You know, this is not supposed to be exquisite or fine French cuisine. You want fine French cuisine, there are two very good restaurants in France, in Epcot, where you can get that. That's not this. This is probably this is definitely a step above Tony's or the Plaza or, you know, one of those type things. But yeah, this is French food for dummies. You know, not saying that our listeners are yeah, it's you know, not saying anybody's a dummy. What I'm saying is, you know, this is the don't come here looking for exquisite French food. My final impressions on my steak, the longer it sat on the plate, the drier it got. Now, I suspect that Leslie and I got our plate switched, because her steak was very pink and mine was not. She ordered hers medium well, I ordered mine medium. There may have been a switcheroo there, I don't know. It was also very, very peppery, way too much pepper. So something to consider, you may want to ask for light seasoning on your steak if you do decide to get this dish. Well, we were enjoying our dessert so much, I almost forgot to record our thoughts. So I guess we'll just go around and talk about what we had here. I had the chocolate cream puff, which is actually very delicious. It's not what I would consider like a normal cream puff, but I consider a cream puff to be split open and have the filling, and the cream puff here had the filling inside, but it's very soft. The chocolate mousse inside was very good.
It's not too sweet. I have the same dessert. And I like that it's not too sweet. You can actually taste the chocolate. You can taste the pastry. It's very nicely done.
Chris, I think you had the chocolate cupcake.
I did. I had the triple chocolate cupcake, and it was pretty good. You know, I mean, it wasn't outstanding, but it was a good, solid cupcake.
And Donna, I know you had the...
I had the lemon meringue cupcake, and it was okay. It was not very lemony. There was a lot of zest on the top, which is kind of weird as you're eating, and all of a sudden you have this long string, and you're like, uh-oh, what is that? And you pull it out, it's just zest. But it was okay.
Okay. Anybody have anything different on the table?
I don't think
so. Strawberry.
Strawberry.
We have a strawberry cupcake over here, but my son has chosen to save it and take it home to eat later this evening. But it is beautiful to look at.
It is, yeah. I mean, the cupcakes and the cream puffs are very well done, very well presented. So I think those are a winner. And so now we will see whether we luck out and get any of the gray stuff, because we're all interested in getting a plate of that and seeing if it really is delicious or not. So we'll see. We just got to track down our server.
I need that now.
So we were lucky enough at the end of our meal to get some of the gray stuff, because Leslie's son, Andy, is celebrating a birthday. So why don't you share your thoughts, since you actually got to clean the plate? So.
Well, thank you. It's good, but it's really just Oreo mousse.
Okay.
To tell you the truth, that's all it really is. There's nothing special about it. And yes, on the plate it does say try the gray stuff.
Cute. Well, it's cute. Nice presentation.
It's cute.
It's special. So, and it's not something you can get on the menu normally. You can't ask for it. So you got it because of your birthday pin. So I think that's kind of cool. So thank you. Appreciate that. So final thoughts, guys. Closing thoughts. We've been here over 2 hours.
Yeah.
So my closing thought is overall, it's okay so far. It's their first day. They're learning their ropes. That may change. 2 hours on a one-credit table service meal, I think, is a little long. Service was slightly slow at times. I think they're still learning their tables. I think they're still learning how to work with their kitchen. So I think that'll improve. Anybody want to add something real quick?
I thought the food was just so-so. I mean, if you're looking for a really special meal, there are much better one-credit places to spend your money at. On the other hand, it is a beautiful setting, and you're probably really not coming here just for the food. Probably the best food in the Magic Kingdom, though. Wouldn't you say?
That's maybe not saying a lot.
I don't know.
No, I mean, the Magic Kingdom has very weak food choices. I haven't been to Liberty Tree Tavern in a while, but I mean, that was... that's okay. It's okay. It's average. I guess time will tell how this does.
I think it was, I think it's fine. Definitely come here. Come here for the experience. If you can ask, get a smaller dining room, I think your experience might be a little better.
Right. It's not guaranteed because you basically sit where they can place you.
But it is gorgeous. I mean, you really do feel like you're in a castle, and the statues and the gargoyles and the marble and all of that, the woodwork, they really did put a lot of time and labor and love into this place. And, it's, sure, come and say that you've been here, but don't come expecting, fine French cuisine.
Can I add something to that? I didn't actually feel like I was in a castle. I felt like I was in a large, very nice cafeteria.
I'm glad that I was able to have this experience and to share it with family and friends. I don't know that it's necessarily something that we would repeat. I think for speaking as a mom of three children, I think it's a long meal with young ones.
Especially with kids, yeah.
And while the food was okay, I didn't have any major complaints other than my son's meal. His steak was not really that appealing. They were very quick to rectify the situation, which is always nice. But honestly, for one table service credit, I'd be happier just to have breakfast over at the Crystal Palace. But that's just a personal choice.
All right, and with
me
that,
too.
All right.
I think you go to Crystal Palace.
And you know what? With that, we are going to wrap it up here. We have a Space Mountain calling our name, I think. So as always, we're going to thank our sponsor, Pixie Vacations, for bringing you the podcast. If you like our show, you can download us on iTunes. You can find us on the internet. If you're on Facebook, look at Mouse Chat, and you'll find all sorts of good stuff being posted there daily. If you're on the Twitter, as Donald Trump says, you can find us there at Mouse Chat. And please send comments and questions to comments@mousechat.com. Once again, thank you for joining us. We'll catch you again here next time on Mouse Chat.